Canada, your store's got it all.
Take a look, check it out. Well, if the most for your money is what you're looking for, we got the low, low prices. Only at your store every day.
Killer.
Cause the lowest price is the law. Every day.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was not a paid advertisement. That was your throwback. Retail throwback, memory lane ad of the day, where the lowest price is the law at Zellers is just but a memory for most Canadians, and a fond one, it seems, for many of them. I have like a personal connection to Zellers in that when I was a kid, my dad was an assistant store manager at Towers, which was a department store, and then Zellers bought that chain. And so then he worked at Zellers for a few years before, you know, moving on. He was a handyman later in my life. But when I was a child, my dad worked at Zellers at Galleria Mall, and we would go and visit him there. And sometimes my brother and I would walk in the fashion show in the mall there, modeling the latest in Zellers fashions. And I remember in my little wallet, as a, you know, 10-year-old or something, I had whatever birthday money I had and my Club Z card, which was an early sort of point system predecessor to Air Miles and everything else. Of course, Zeller's been out of business for quite a while. It was owned by Hudson's Bay Company, but it's coming back. A report in the Toronto Star today says the highly anticipated revival of beloved Canadian department store chain Zellers is finally here. This Thursday, Hudson's Bay is opening the first 12 Zellers locations inside their existing stores in Ontario and Alberta. The concept of the locations is a store within a store. In total, there are 25 Zellers locations planned for Hudson's Bay stores across Canada. I think we have joining us to discuss this is Lisa Hutchison, a retail expert with J.C. Williams Group. Lisa, you there?
I am here. That was quite the story of nostalgia with your dad.
Yeah. No, I have memories. There's more, Lisa. And like when my son was born, we didn't really shop at Zellers because there wasn't one close to us, but we would sometimes go to the like little restaurant that was in there because it was so family friendly. It was like easy to get a kid's meal and nobody cared if your kid was, you know, crawling around on the floor and stuff. And so when we told him the Zellers chain is closing, he just freaked out and cried for like, and it, we were just like this sentimental attachment. But it seems like this move by Hudson's Bay Company is playing on a sentimental attachment that a lot of people like. There's a nostalgia for Zellers.
Yeah, I think so for sure. I think there is, a group of customers, you know, that definitely know them and are thinking, oh, isn't this great to see a comeback? But there's also that cohort that doesn't know them at all and sort of doesn't understand. And you know, they have been gone a long time. They've been gone 10 years or was sort of one of the last ones. And, you know, people, there's a lot of competition now. You know, we've got Walmart and Dollarama and Giant Tiger. And then we've got, you know, winners at HomeSense and even Costco. And so, you know, people have gotten and people's shopping has changed as a result of the pandemic. So it's not the same environment that they're coming back to.
Now, for HBC, is this also like something about the economic environment that's making sort of like the discount department store attractive again? Because, you know, there is Walmart, which is a dominant player. And Target sort of tried to get in and didn't work out here. It's a different story. But I mean, back in the olden days, there used to be sort of like Byway and Woolco and a bunch of other sort of like, and Towers in Canada, you know, going back 20, 25 years, like lower end discount department stores. Is HBC making a play to get back into that because they see like a market there that they're neglecting or?
Well, certainly the economy, the timing is good. The economy, you know, people are certainly very conscious of value and price sensitivity right now. So it certainly is targeting that customer. They also have really big stores. And, you know, this is a way that they can maybe fill some of those larger stores while trying to compete on price and have this without making a commitment to opening full, you know, independent stores. This is a way for them to use up space within their stores in markets that are, more targeting small, young families, et cetera. So I think that has a big piece to do with it.
It's interesting because, this is an idea to use some of their retail real estate, like square footage inside their stores mm-hmm. for a discounted brand or a, sort of bargain brand. Whereas, you know, downtown, I was recently when I was, wandering around Nordstrom's when it was announced that it was closing. And then I walked down to the big former Simpsons building, the Bay mm-hmm. store at Queen and Young. And of course, a lot of the square footage there is taken up by a Saks. So that's the other end where they're again, using part of their existing,
real estate.
So,
yeah.
Seems like something that the Hudson's Bay Company is doing, maybe it's a direction they're moving in.
Yeah, I think they're, like I said, they have really big stores in that one. I'm just right over my office is right over the Nordstrom. right. So I'm very familiar with this property. And so, yeah, for sure, that Hudson Bay particularly is really big. And so splicing it sort of down the middle, what they did with the Saks Fifth Avenue is a prime example of using up the space. And I think this is a similar kind of strategy that they're, taking 8,000-10,000 square feet in some of these really big stores. And again, kind of thinking back to the locations that they've chosen are, family oriented and where, there's very successful Walmart stores. And, this is a way for them to be able to gain some traction back with some market share.
No. Okay, so sorry, just as a sideline, you say you're overlooking the Nordstrom now. So can you give us an on-the-scene eyewitness report if the liquidation sales there are causing undue traffic or riots in the...
There was no lineups this morning. I haven't been down for about an hour. We did peek in the windows before they opened this morning, and there was nothing. As of last night, it's definitely they've thinned out a lot of their merchandise. So our suspicion is that some of it's either been shipped to their US stores, and then all the luxury brands that had their own shops like Gucci and so on, that was long gone. On Friday, they were packing it up. So there's no sign. There was no signage as of an hour ago. But it's definitely, you can tell like they're moving things around and it's starting to look thinner in terms of the merchandise assortment.
So if I can summarize from that, it's that if people want to go down bargain shopping, they shouldn't expect big lineups right now, but the they might not get the discounts on a giant luxury brands, the prime merchandise
definitely not going to be able to come down and buy a Gucci bag because it's that product is gone.
So turning back to the relaunch of Zellers, as you said earlier in the segment, the market has changed significantly. And today it seems like sort of Walmart is a giant in Canada now in a way that it was only starting to be when Zellers disappeared. Dollarama as a phenomenon emerged wholly basically in the last decade. And Amazon shopping, also like Winners and Marshalls, things like that. They all sort of dominate now that discount market. And what does HB think Zellers has that can compete with that? Or how's it going to have to approach this differently than it otherwise might, given that landscape?
Yeah, I think they're really tugging on the legacy and the nostalgia. All their advertising, you know, they're not really even, they're giving like teeny little sneak peeks. And I think that's driving curiosity that are going to get some people to come in and check it out. I think the fun of having these food trucks in lieu of the restaurants that you were talking about, you know, some people will come and it'll be a bit of a fun outing. I think, you know, when we get to actually see the product and see whether, you know, how it stands up to other brands, and, you know, that's when the rubber will hit the road in terms of, you know, how long, how this is going to work.
All right, Lisa, thanks so much for joining us to talk about this. I certainly feel that nostalgia that you were, that you were hinting at, and it will certainly get me out to take a look, if nothing else. And then I guess from there, we have to see how they can complete the sale. Lisa Hutchinson is a retail expert with J.C. Williams Group. She's joined us here to talk about the return to Toronto and to Canada of the Zellers brand, by some of us, sadly missed.